What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Work to Wellness to Wealth podcast. This is probably one of the hottest episodes that I have done, and I've had a lot of good episodes, but this one is really going to be one that you need to go back and watch over and over again. And actually, I'm going to do last week I did an episode on the basics of crypto. Listen, man, and you know, think about it what you will, but there's a lot of shifts happening now, and it's all going in the direction of digital currency, and you need to stay informed about what's going on. So what I did, I invited a special guest who is pretty knowledgeable of the crypto space, but really we're going to talk about how to get started with it. And so I'm about to bring her on in a few minutes. As always, please go and support the podcast. Go on my YouTube channel at Path to Financial Independence. Make sure you like and subscribe. Go back and watch all of the old podcast episodes. Man, I'm just trying to get the information out there so we can all come up together. But you got to stay plugged into what's going on, and you got to take action. That's so, so important. So please support the podcast. Go to my YouTube page and check me out on all the social media outlets. And man, come on, let's come up together. Let me read my financial disclaimer. Y'all know I need to get my glasses out for this disclaimer so I don't miss nothing, so y'all don't get it twisted. But I nor my guests are financial advisors, and the content of this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only, and it does not constitute financial advice. So please do your own research, do your due diligence. Your financial situation is unique, so please do your research and consult with a qualified financial advisor who is familiar with your unique circumstances. I am not responsible, neither my guests, for any monetary losses or gains resulting from the use of the information provided in this podcast. All right, so let's go ahead and get started. I'm going to bring my special guest, my sister in Christ. We're going to talk some Jesus tonight too. So if you're going to get offended, you might as well turn it off now. But I'm going to bring her to stage, Miss Kamisha Hendricks. What's going on, sis?
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for being on, man. I always like to give people a background on how do I choose the people that I end up inviting to talk in. Literally, a couple of months ago, I was just coming out of church and, you know, we ran into each other. I don't know how in the world we even got to talking about crypto, but based on some of the things that you said, just like you did tonight, you made my eyebrows raise. It's just like, oh, you know a little bit more than the average person. And so I instantly, I said, man, I got to get you on the podcast because we got to get this information out to the people. So I'm so excited about what you're going to share with everyone tonight. And I'm going to let you start out talking a little bit about yourself and just how you got into crypto. But before I do that, I just want to set this whole conversation up with what you said before we got online and why we're actually taking the time to do this. Could you just share that comment that you made before we came live on why what we're doing is necessary and so important?
Yeah, of course. So if you know me well, my heart is, I want everybody to be in abundance. And I don't want to be wealthy, rich by myself.
Come on, man.
I mean, that's no fun. I mean, God created, and I'm going to talk about Jesus, God. That's just who I am.
That's what we do.
I just believe God created us to be in community, to be in relationships. And I like to do things in groups. And if I'm the only person in my family, in my community that has a certain amount of wealth, that's no fun. I mean, because I'm a military brat, because I grew up as a Marine brat, I know how to make friends easily, but it means so much more when you can have your family and your close friends, people that are in your holies of holies, that are in your core that can come with you and do things with you. I think it's just different. So
y'all, yeah. Please catch that. And I mean, it may sound funny, but we serious. We don't want to be rich and wealthy alone. And y'all know we at a place now where our whole community got to come up. It can't just be, you know, the top 1%, the talented 10th. We all got to come up together, but it starts with us educating. And the scripture already coming up, man. Even God said, my people are destroyed. And part of that destruction is just being broke and lacking the finances to do what you need to do. But people find themselves in that state because of a lack of knowledge. But it's not because the knowledge isn't available that you just got to avail yourself to it and take advantage of it and act on it. But don't get me to preach it tonight. Kamisha, I'm going to shut up so you can go ahead and talk. So let's start here, man. And this may be a two-part series. We'll just see how long we go. But if you could just tell us how you got started with the, you know, cryptocurrency and just a little bit about your journey and how you kind of arrived to where you are now. And we intentionally going to keep this conversation real basic and general. And for those of you who, you know, you hear about it, but you're like, it's a little bit too risky, or I don't trust that, or we really want to speak to you tonight because there are some major opportunities that are going to come as a result of this whole digital age that we are in now. And we don't want you to miss out. But Kamisha, go ahead.
Yeah, so during COVID, right, at home, I had the opportunity to work from home automatically, which was a blessing. And I found out, I knew about this particular group or this particular person because they had actually visited our church a couple of years back. But then another person that I know, they reminded me of this particular individual and that they had a Women of Wealth group, right? So I decided to join. And the great thing about this particular group, it's not just for women, right? It's not. It's marketed, it's towards women, but men can actually be a part of it as well, spouses. And the group teaches about whole life prosperity, like health-wise, your wealth, emotionally, spiritually, all of that. So I learned about 4X first via that group, which is trading. So they, you know, introduced trading to us. So I started with that first. And then towards the end of the year, they introduced us to cryptocurrency. And, you know, I had heard the term Bitcoin before, but I had never attempted to research it. I had no idea what it was and probably didn't care to before that. So how I first started was I bought a stock, which was the Grayscale Bitcoin stock at the time. And I have screenshots from back in 2020. The stock at the time was $14.62. Today, that stock is $73.89.
So you do the math now. Y'all keep up with these numbers now. It started here. And she's talking about the Bitcoin ETF and... Yes. You all write this stuff down because, you know, we can't go into a whole lot of detail, but we're just kind of giving you the header so you can go back and Google it, do your own research. So remember, she said the Bitcoin ETF through Grayscale. Go ahead. So I didn't mean to
that interrupt. Was my first like dive into crypto. And then back then there was a platform called Voyager. Really easy to start purchasing crypto, started on that. And I have, again, I'm a documenter. So I have a screenshot. And at that time, when I first invested in my first crypto, Bitcoin was 17,000 and at 90, high 90s, I think right now.
Oh, I wish we could get those days back again, man.
So, and why did I start? Because I trusted the group that I was in. I think a lot of times when you're talking, when we're dealing with money, right, just be honest, you have to trust the people that are giving, that are sharing the information with you. And I had built a rapport with them based off of other knowledge and information that I had gained in the group. And so I trusted them. And then two,
and I'm gonna cut you off at different parts just to highlight some things, some really important. That's so important. So there's a lot of, with good reason, there's a lot of distrust and skepticism in this whole crypto space, but she just gave you all a golden nugget out the box. The best way to really come up in this whole digital cryptocurrency age, you got to get with a group or community of people that you trust. And I'm hoping that's what I'm starting to become to come to you. That like, hey, you know, I'm not going to shoot you no BS. And like, if I give it to you, it's not something that I personally wouldn't share with my own family and people. So I hope that you get into the place that you're beginning to trust me in this podcast. But whatever group you get with, make sure that it's someone, like she said, that you know and trust. Because to your point, Kamisha, there's a lot of things that I just kind of went in full speed ahead. Mm-hmm. For that very same reason, I trusted the group and I knew that they were like, if they putting their name on it, then it must be legit. But I just wanted to highlight that. That's so important, man. Find a group of people that you trust and then ride that train, man.
And two, financially sound, right? I'm not talking about people have to be millionaires, but I think there should be some fruit, some sign that they know what they're doing when it comes to finances and money. And to Gerard, because I know him, I've served with him in at a church. He is full of integrity. If I didn't trust him, I wouldn't be on this podcast. So
appreciate that, sis.
And that's just how I am. If I don't trust you, I'd be like, okay, I'll think about it, and you wouldn't hear from me anymore. He is definitely somebody that you can trust. The people that I know that he works with too, just they're all people full of integrity. So I'm just saying that personally for all of you, you don't have anything to worry about when you're working with him. And then my other piece that really made it good as far as crypto for me, what I did was I put $25. You can start as low as 5, 10. I started small. I was like, okay, I'm gonna put $25 in some Bitcoin. When it rose, when my 25 doubled to 50 and I pulled it out, I was able to exchange it, turn it, put it into a stable coin, and then put it into my bank account. I was sold. That's all I just needed to know that it was real, it was legit, that I wasn't gonna have any issues converting the money. After that, I was sold.
Okay, so I'm going to back up because you said a lot there. And like I said, I'm on purpose for you all. I'm listening as somebody who doesn't know anything about crypto. So I'm going to make sure she go back and explain some things. But key point, can you talk about, like you said, starting small? Like for the person who may be looking at Bitcoin and they're thinking, well, Bitcoin is 90 something thousand dollars and I don't have that much money, so I'm already too late. I can't get involved in crypto because I don't have that type of money. What would you say to that person, number one? And then number two, since you brought up the stable coin, can you talk a little bit about how you can transfer your money? Like if you buy Bitcoin, what if I want my money back out? Like how can I get it back out? So if you could just kind of fill in those pieces, that would be good for our listeners.
So for your first question, it's never too late. Okay. It's with I'll try to compare it to stocks. So before, years ago, you could only get stocks through a broker. You had to work with a broker. You had to go through an exchange. I think you had to have at least like $25,000, right? Mm-hmm. With technology and all of the advances that we've made, that's not the case anymore. And an example of that is E-Trade. I have an account with E-Trade and Robinhood. There's other even apps that you can use where you can buy fractional stocks. and it helps you build up to a full stock if that's what you want. So it's never too late to start. And there are so many cryptocurrencies that are far less expensive than Bitcoin at this point. You can start off with $5. And I have started people off with $5. People that I've helped, I've started them off with $5, $10. And what we're in right now, and maybe I need to slow down, but we're in what we call a super cycle, right?
Wait a minute. Now, super cycle, wait a minute. See, you done went all over our head. We trying to get the regular cycle, and you already talking about a super cycle. But go ahead. I'm going to let you finish, but so, you know, I'm going to have to back you up. So
crypto terminology is, think of it like a stock. You have the bullish market, the bear market. We're in a bullish market. But with crypto, we're in a super cycle, meaning that $10 can turn into $1,000. $100 can turn into $100,000, and so on, and quick. And it's already been happening. It's already been happening. You can find people on YouTube, Twitter, TikTok. I don't have quite those examples yet, but I do have similar examples of even things that I've invested in. So,
but the important part with that is that you got to start somewhere. you can't expect zero to turn into 100. So we just want you all to get in the game, and I just wanted to make sure that you all caught this, that you can start with any dollar amount, even with Bitcoin, even though the price is $96,000, $97,000, whatever it is. You can start with whatever dollar amount that you want to. So don't think I have to have enough to buy a whole Bitcoin. And, you know, Kamisha also said that there are so many different cryptos out there, and a lot of them are they just go in the spectrum of price, but some of them are still below a penny. Mm-hmm. So we just want you all to know that there is a lot of opportunity out there, but you got to get educated first so you'll know where to put your money at. Go ahead, Kamisha.
So, okay. I answered the question about it's not too late. What was, refresh my memory, what was the next one?
Yeah, so just starting at any point, and then the exchange of money. So
okay, exchange.
You could kind of walk through that process. Like for the person buying crypto for the first time, walk through what that process looks like. And then you mentioned something called the stable coin. Can you expound on that? What is a stable coin? Y'all write that term down too.
Stable coin is literally a dollar that is a cryptocurrency. So it's going to be the same price as our dollar. So the one that I really like is USDC. And literally that one is not going to go up or down. It's stable. So it's going to be the same price of the dollar. So for example, on your crypto 101, Gerard mentioned Coinbase, love Coinbase. You purchase crypto. Well, you take cash first, right? Because you're going to have to connect it to your bank account.
Okay. Y'all listen now. Take notes.
You have to. And I know people are skeptical. I have been doing this since 2020, and I can personally say that I haven't had any issues where any of these platforms took money out of my bank account unless I authorized it. So if that gives you some peace, you know, but you have to provide them with your bank account information to deposit the money in.
So y'all gonna have to. I can't get around that because I know some of y'all what they need all this information for? Why they want all my personal information?
To protect you and to make sure that you're a real person too. Yeah. That's doing all of these transactions. So let's say I deposit, I want to do $25. So I'm gonna connect my Coinbase account to my bank account, right? Then I'm going to transfer $25 into that account. Once you'll see it say cash or however that particular platform is set up, once you see that, now you can convert it into a cryptocurrency. So if I want to convert it into a stable coin, I would pick USDC, or now there's also RLUSD, which is connected to XRP. So you can, there's a couple of stable coins you can pick from. And literally, it's not going to go up or down. It's going to stay exactly where it is. So it's 25. It's not changing. Now, if I want to take that USDC and convert it into a cryptocurrency that's not a stable coin, let's say I want to buy XRP, then I will convert it to XRP. And depending on the platform, they may charge you a fee. They may not. It just depends on the platform. But they'll convert it to that cryptocurrency. And now you will start to see the price fluctuate because it's going to fluctuate based off of whatever that cryptocurrency is doing. So it's no longer a stable coin. But let's say, hey, I do 25. I put 25 into XRP. Then all of a sudden, in a couple of weeks, it jumps up to $75. And this is where risk management comes in, which is what I do basically for a living. So you want to do risk management, right? Especially when you're first starting out, because I want you to know that this is real. So I would recommend when you're first starting out, as soon as your initial investment doubles, take half of it out. Take half of it out. Cash it out and you'll do the process backwards. So let's say I have now have $75 worth of XRP and I want to cash half of that out. So I'll convert it back to a stable coin, which USDC or RLUSD. And now it can just sit there. It's not going to, the price is not going to change. It's going to be whatever I decided to take out. If you want to let it sit there, a lot of platforms will give you interest for letting it sit there. Some platforms will do that for you. Or if you just want to send it to your bank account, you could do that. At one point in time, Coinbase did have a card, which I have. I think they're changing some of that. So you may have to wait for a card if they're still doing that program or not. But literally, I have crypto or USDC, whatever stablecoin, whatever I want to use it, sitting on my Coinbase card and I can take it to the store. And personally, I'll give at church with my Coinbase card.
Wow. So another very important point, which y'all need to understand, is that this stuff is being integrated into our everyday lives in terms of how money is exchanged. And the one thing about crypto is not just a United States thing. Crypto is global. So we're talking about global expansion here. So hopefully you all really understand why we want you all to get this, because this is going to impact, this is impacting the entire world. And like Kamisha said, she can take, you know, her Coinbase card and go in and purchase stuff. Some places are even accepting Bitcoin now in different currencies. So I talked a little bit about use cases on my last episode. So go back and watch that too. But Kamisha introduced some new terms like stable coins. You may not necessarily remember everything that she said, but go back and watch this again. And then listen, you're going to have to go and look some of this stuff up for yourself. Like, and we'll talk a little bit about this next, but crypto is one place where you want to do your own due diligence. So, you know, yeah, there's a lot of things like even being a part of the community that we might get into, but that doesn't mean that you're still not going to take the time to go back and figure this out. So there were some things that we got in, but we went back and still got the knowledge. So we got an understanding. So we just want to highlight that whatever you do in crypto is going to need to be based in some level of knowledge and understanding.
No, but it's like being your own bank. I mean, for the first time in history, you have control, like total control over all of your money. And you want to know what's going on with it. You want to keep up with it. And if I can just use like celebrity culture as an example, I mean, how many times have we heard on the news that, you know, they gave their accountant access to all of their money? And now they don't know what's going on with it. So you don't want to be, I mean, when you have a certain amount of money, it might be a great idea to have someone to assist you, but you still need to know what's going on. And crypto really gives you the opportunity to kind of be your own banker. And I think eventually that will be more probably real, like as far as you being able to lend money. I don't think we're at that point right now, but I think that's what it's going to, where you're literally going to be your own bank. And the banks might even have to leverage some of your crypto to help with the need that's going to be out there.
Yeah, that's so good, what you're saying. So I know a lot of times people that I've talked to, especially with like your retirement account, your 401ks, 403bs, and you might be invested in IRAs, a lot of times people are really hands off with their money. It's just like, well, I got financial advisors, so I'm just going to let them. And they don't have any clue what's going on with their money, if they're being eaten up in fees and all of these types of different things. So another distinction with crypto, you got to be hands on with it. Let's talk a little bit about security. Kamitra, I know we talked a little bit about a ledger and I mentioned that a little bit, but could you talk a little bit about the security part of crypto and how do you, I know this is a concern, how do you like make sure that your money crypto doesn't get stolen? Because understand now, there are a lot of people out there because it's digital and y'all know about hackers and all these different things. There are a lot of people who are actively every day figuring out ways to try to get at your money. So even more so with crypto, you have to take extra precautionary steps. Can you talk a little bit about the security aspect?
Yes. I've taken some L's. We call them lessons in area.
It's a part of the game, baby. L's is a part of the game. I've taken a whole lot too.
I mean, with any investment, there's going to be risk, right? Stocks, 401k, all of it, there's risk. When it comes to crypto, especially when you're first learning it, you have to be focused. Just because there's a lot, it's technology. Yeah. And wallets, I think learning wallets is probably going to be a whole nother podcast episode.
But yeah, we're going to have to.
When you talk about what's involved in moving money from a platform to a wallet, it is very technical. One wrong number, one wrong character, you can lose everything. So you just have to be very alert. Don't try to do crypto when you're tired. When you're stressed out. No, you need to be alert. Aware, focused, especially when you're first learning it. I think as you get accustomed to it and you become faster because it's technology. So, you know, just like texting, how we, you know, at first we were maybe typing like that, but now all of us do that. It will come eventually, but in the beginning, as you're learning, you have to be fully focused because you'll get frustrated. There are so many little technical things that are involved in it. You'll get frustrated. So you don't want to be frustrated. You want to be fresh and focused when you're working on it, when you're doing it, especially when you're talking about ledgers, which is a cold storage.
About that too. If you all want to know cold storage versus hot storage, go back and watch the previous episode.
And there's different types. There's the ledger. There's a Tangem card that you can get. There's a Decent wallet, which is tied to your fingerprint. So there's all types of devices that can help you keep your crypto state, you're safe, but
I don't know if I want them to have my fingerprint now, you know.
Well, it's you though. So there's a ring. I mean, there's all kind of stuff. You just have to be focused. That's the main thing. A wrong email, a letter off, can mean the difference between you losing your funds and, you know, having them. So
yeah, and we were sharing stories before we got on. We ain't gonna tell all our personal businesses, but you know, and just to be totally transparent, like you do take some losses and there are some risks, and we was just saying, you know, both of us have lost significant amounts of money, but it was just kind of being new in the space and it happened. So definitely we want to emphasize, take the necessary precautions. Like she said, take your time, but you know, don't be so fearful either, because that's just a part of the money game. It's just like, how many of y'all have not lost money in some form, shape or fashion? Like, you don't want to be, you know, careless with it. And this is one rule of crypto that I heard, and it has served me very well, but don't invest what you are not willing to lose.
House money.
House money, yeah. Because investment is
car payment, no. House payment.
Yeah. Like, I'm gonna take this 500 because you know, I heard some things about XRP, so I'm gonna just take 500 or rent money and put it. Lisa, no, Lisa, don't do that. Don't do that, Lisa. So very important point, and I had to learn this lesson because I was so excited about investing in crypto and seeing my money go up, and then the next day it goes down. And so I didn't have my basic financial affairs in order. So I had to really just kind of take about a year off from crypto, mm-hmm. and like, let me get my house money straight. Let me get my emergency funds. Let me get my fund money. Let me get some investment money put aside over here. So when I jump back in again, it's coming from the investment part. Like, so that's an important part. Start small. You can start now. I don't want y'all to take that to say, okay, well, I need to wait 5 years to get. So just start small, but make sure that you have your affairs, your financial affairs is on stable ground, so you don't put you or your family in peril because of FOMO, fear of missing out, you know, or just being excited. All right, Kamisha, this is a good conversation, man. A lot of good nuggets. And so we talked a little bit about the risk. So just understand that there are some risks involved. But Kamisha, I mean, I don't know how you want to address this, but the rewards that a person could potentially, or the gains that a person could potentially have with crypto, you don't have to go too deep because she was telling me some stuff before we got on. I was like, girl, we're going to have to schedule another whole session just for me. But we want you all to really understand the upside potential of crypto and where it's headed at. So if you could really lightly talk about the potential gains that somebody can get just from getting in early. And we are still very early in this.
Very early.
Please realize, I said on the last podcast, like only 6 to 8% of the people worldwide are investing in crypto. So we're still early, but it's changing every day. So if you could talk a little bit about that, and then we'll probably wrap up.
The reward potential is, I would say, limitless. Like I said, there are people that have turned $10 into $1,000, $100 into $100,000. And as Gerard was saying, there are cryptocurrencies that are still well under a penny. So I would tell you to look up a term, and ChatGPT is great. Okay. If you want to learn about crypto, ask ChatGPT a whole bunch of questions. I would tell you to research dollar cost averaging when it comes to crypto. That's a really great tool that you can use. And then as far as rewards, a lot of these crypto projects have utility and they're tied to different things. Like there's one crypto that I'm involved with that is tied to healthcare, right? Mm-hmm. And when I purchased this crypto, they give you access to discount codes for medications. There's another crypto out there that is going to be set up to be used in conjunction with cell phones. And I mean, the list just goes on and on. So you want to find cryptos that are a part of great community projects, because those are the ones that are going to have utility. Those are the ones that I believe that are going to give you the biggest rewards, that they're tied to other things going on in the world, especially like overseas. the big thing about crypto is going to bridge the gap financially. It is going to allow the countries where it is hard for people to get bank accounts to be able to send money instantly without the use of a bank. So once those countries start getting online and their people start having access to crypto, that's when you're really going to see it skyrocket, when everybody starts using it. And it's coming. If you even think about, if you watch the news or if you're on social media, they're getting rid of the penny, right? Penny, it costs more to make a penny than what it's worth. So that's the sign that they're starting to get rid of the cash that we can hold in our hand. They'll start with the penny, then it'll go to the nickel, the dime. And eventually it's just going to be digital currency. So Twitter is a great, I'm just thinking of all these different places you can go to research. Twitter, if you're interested in a project, if they have a Twitter following, that's a good sign. TikTok, YouTube, those are ways to find out about crypto and the rewards and the projects that they can be a part of. There's another great website called CoinMarketCap. You can literally put in any crypto that you're interested in, and it'll give you a whole bunch of information about this particular crypto.
And you know, the crazy thing is, Kamitra, is that we were once those people who didn't know anything. Like, even listening to you now, it's just like, man, I remember when we first got started in this game, and we probably, like how some of you all now, it's just like, oh my gosh, I'm so overwhelmed. Like, what in the world is she talking about? Y'all got to think, we all had to start there at that beginning. Like, even for me to know most of the stuff, there's still some stuff that she's talking about now that in my mind, I'm like, okay, I'm going to need to go look that up, because she even dropped some stuff on me that I never heard of before. But it's such an evolving space. So the technology is evolving every day. So even if you think you know everything, something new is going to be created tomorrow. There's going to be some new aspect of it that you're just going to have to keep up with. But just to encourage you all, we were in that very same position of, what in the world are they talking about? Like, I don't understand the word. I'm just frustrated. I'm done. I can't.
But I'm just going to do it. Like, do it, you know. You know, there's a verse in the Bible. I mean, there's a lot of verses that talk about fear. But God didn't give us a spirit of fear, love, power, and a sound mind. Sound mind. And because I talk about Jesus a lot.
That's what we do.
You know,
call we all voice, need some.
You want to say intuition, whatever it is. When he gives you a piece about something, I would just say run with it. You don't have to be a crypto expert to set up an account.
Ooh, say that again.
Don't have to be an expert. You may not even know. Okay, I don't even know what a cryptocurrency is, Kamisha, but I'm willing to try and set up this account and put $10 in it and just see what happens. And that's kind of literally where I was at when we started with Voyager. I didn't fully understand it, but I was willing to try. And I waste $25 on nonsense. So, you know, at the time I was like, I can put $25 in an account.
Get started somewhere. Like, and here's the other thing. Now, we're saying that you all need to go and do your research and learn, but don't spend your whole life. Did you open up your account yet? Did you set up an account on exchange? Oh, no, I'm still researching now.
It's moving too fast. Yeah. It's moving too fast for you to wait.
Pull up a seat at the crypto table. That's all we're telling you to do. $5, $10, just at least get started now. And now you have a stake in it. So when you start seeing stuff and you start hearing stuff, you're like, oh, wait, that XRP, I got that coin. And like, oh, I need to see, because that's how I got back into it. I bought some and then I started seeing all this news about XRP this, and then I started following people. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, I'm sharing information with you all. So, I think, you know, there's not much more that we can say. So, Kamisha, let's end up here. So, you know, for those people who still just like, I wish I could just have someone to just help me set it up. I don't like all that technical stuff. How could you help someone out? We talked a little bit about this, but for that person who just, they just need a little extra hand holding to help walk them through the process, how can you help fill that gap?
I don't like technical stuff either. Let me tell you how bad I am when it comes to technology. I will buy, but I have to use it. You know, it's not my cup of tea. Yeah, I'll get a new, what did I get? Oh, so my dad bought me the vacuum cleaner, the Rum, what are they called? I don't even know the name of it, but it's in my house. The one that moves by itself, the the circular, what's the name?
I know what you're talking about. I don't know
the name of it either. So I had it for like 3 months before I took it out of the box because I don't like figuring out how to, I don't want to read the instructions, let's to be honest. I didn't want to read the instructions. So I let it sit for 3 months, but I finally pulled it out and now it's amazing. It does this little thing around the house. You press a button. So I'm not that fond of learning new technology all the time either, but it's just the world that we live in. AI, to move forward, you have to. I just think about even when I was in college, right? I had a cell phone. The cell phone back then, I didn't even talk on it. I don't even know why I had it. It was just in the car with me.
You know, I had one of them flip phones from Altel, man. The thing was, they used to clown me so much because the phone used to cover my whole face, how big it was. But yeah.
Look at it now. We use it for everything. It's a mini computer. That's what it is. So I would say embrace it now before it's forced upon you.
Catch that, y'all. And that's such a great example. Something that wasn't even a part of our daily lives now, and people leave home and 10 minutes into the ride to get they left their cell phone. I left my phone. I gotta turn around. So just imagine back in, you know, I'm telling my age, man, but you know, back in the 90s, we still had them like rotary phones. And now look at how integrated the cell phone is to our everyday lives. And what we're telling you all is that this cryptocurrency, digital currency, is on that same trajectory. And if you're paying attention to it, you can already see it. It's still early, but 10 years from now, Kamisha's point, it's going to be everywhere you go. And so if you don't learn it now, it's going to be forced upon you. Same thing with AI. But yeah, but go ahead, Kamisha. How can you help people out?
So I can do a session with you. I can walk you through on how to set up the start off with the basic accounts like Coinbase, Uphold. And then if you wanted to move on to other things, we could work on wallets. There's just so much. There's DeFi protocols.
DeFi? Whoa. Time out now. Wait, see, you're trying to sneak something in on DeFi protocols, but that's one of those. Yeah, we'll talk about that later. That's one of those 3.0 level terms.
But it starts off with the platforms. That's, and like Gerard said on the Crypto 101, Coinbase is great because Coinbase is easy to use. It's very user-friendly, right? They think they still may do quizzes. I don't think they do them like they used to, but it's just a great place to learn how to start to work with crypto and how to convert and send with very little hassle, in my opinion, compared to some of the other platforms that I use. So I can walk you through that, you know, if you want one-on-one help. And I really, as I've been doing this, I really have a heart for seniors, because a lot of time they're interested, but maybe their children are not interested or they are skeptical of it. So I've been helping a lot of seniors get started with it. I have the patience to do it too, because this stuff is not easy.
Even patience for a small fee. We're going to make sure. And I was telling her about this just to protect your time and your energy and your knowledge and your skill set, because you got to invest a lot of time to learn all this stuff too now. So you all have to think, it's like, this isn't just deposited into her head. It's like, she has to take the time to learn this too. So there is a small fee. Now, she's very reasonable, but she'll give you her information on how you can get in touch with her if you're interested. But we just want to make sure that people are willing to invest in your time and your energy. I just wanted to put that in there. So don't try just like, hey, can I get it free? No, small, reasonable fee, but you got to be willing to invest for your advancement, as Dr. Stacia always says.
Yeah. I mean, it's worth it. If you believe in the Bible, many people that I research, that I follow on different platforms, whether they're believers or not, they say that this is the wealth transference.
This is the what?
Wealth transference.
Now, some of y'all, even if you ain't ever heard, don't take a scholar to put them two words together. Wealth transfer. And if you don't even have to know ints, you just wealth transfer coming to you. So that means money is moving. Like, we're in the midst of this right now. Wealth is being transferred. Even as we're doing this,
yes,
wealth is being transferred. And if you don't plug in and pay attention and see it, it'll be transferring right in front of your eyes and you'll miss it. I'm going to say this too. I'm going to just lightly say this. I'm just lightly, sweet lips, Lord. Be careful what you give your focus and attention to. There's a lot of things to distract you out there. But you have to keep your focus on the things that are going to help you and your family, how to increase your bottom line, how to put you in a better position. Like, it doesn't matter, like, who's in office and whatever, from where we are now to 4 years from now, if you're here, you should be here. I don't care that. That's how big the opportunities are now that's in front of us. It doesn't matter. And I know there's a lot of conversation about different things, but everything that is needed for you to move from here to here, and I'm saying 4 years, within the next 6 months, next month, things should be looking different for you, but you got to focus on the right things. And we're going to put you all onto a little game. Just a little. Can't say too much there. Shut us down. But sometimes when people want to have more things for themselves, they'll distract the rest of the multitude. So they'll be focused on something else. And while, you know, they're distracted or in fear, and this happens all the time with crypto, but a lot of times when big institutions, they want to really get in at a good price, you know, certain things will happen to make the price drop, and you might see all of this stuff in the news. Oh, it's a scam. You're going to lose your money. XRP didn't fail, all these different things. And it's designed to get people in fear and make people like, oh, let me hold on to this money. And while you're taking and while you're seeing all of that hating going on in public, they stocking up in private. Please believe me, we've seen it over and over again. Yeah. So you all just protect your focus, man. And I was did an episode a couple of weeks with another brother from our church, Brother Carl. And he said something that was so profound. He said, if it costs you your peace, it's too expensive. So if anything is costing you your peace right now, You need to kind of readjust your focus, get back in your word. Comedian, we need to, you know, say, you know, a little spiritual, but get back in your word. And I had to do the same thing myself. Like, my mind was getting consumed with all of this stuff and worry and fear and anxiety and, you know, worried about the future. And I was like, whoa, 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 Jay, you getting too far off. And like, you got to bring it back in. So keep focused on the needful things. And I'll end it there.
And I would say change your algorithm on on your platforms, on your social media platforms, because that's like our new TV, right? And just as we've heard before, that the purpose of television was to tell a vision. That's the same thing with social media. So if you're not seeing the vision that aligns with what you need to see for your life, change your algorithm. You can hide stuff on platforms. Change your algorithm. And then also in the crypto world, when the prices go down, that means that things are on sale. So you buy.
Totally different way of thinking. Most people are like, oh, it's going down. Let me get all my money
out.
It's
on sale. Buy.
It's on sale. Demetrius, thank you so much. So how can people get in touch with you? Let's end there.
So you guys can, I'm on Instagram. Cool Brisa. It's KOOLBRISA. And then you can also reach out to me via email. Are we going to be able to post that for them?
Yeah. Give me a minute. You said at Cool Brisa?
Yeah. It's with
a
KOOLBRISA.
All right.
And then I have so many email addresses. It's a shame.
All right. Let me see if I can get the Cool Brisa. There we go. I put it on the wrong side. Can y'all see that? At Cool Brisa. So you all be sure to go hit her up, man. Man, that's my sister there, and she's going to take care of you. Y'all just make sure y'all take care of her, too, now. So don't, like, boy, them people on Gerard podcast.
Oh, man. It's going to be set up, so.
Yeah. Man, well, Kamisha, thank you so much. This has been a wealth of information for me as well. And
Gerard, I'm sorry. Can I share? Like I said, I have so many email addresses.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
For different purposes. You can also reach me at my email is khdconsulting. What did I put up in? lc@gmail.com. LLC, I'm sorry.
Let's see.
And it stands for Know-How Developmental Consulting, LLC.
Okay. All right. So KHD Consulting LLC at gmail.com.
Yes.
So y'all hit a sister up, man. She'll take real good care of you. Man, Kamitra, this has been amazing. I said Kamitra. Kamisha, this has been amazing. Thank you so much for sharing your time with us, sharing your knowledge. And man, y'all, come on, man. Let's come up together. So that's another episode. Thank you all for tuning in. And, if you have any questions or anything, feel free to hit me up, message me, go to my website at GerardAAnderson.com if you need some help getting your finances together. But, yo, it's no excuse, man. All right, y'all. We'll see you next week.